In this life, gotta make your own deals, chase your own thrills, pay your own bills. On the outer loop, sitting on chrome wheels, phone synced up to the newest chrome bills. On air, who cares if it's right or wrong? I just care which guests they invited on. Without a minute to stall, and there was liquor involved with some hype songs. And the night is young. Right on cue, the talking begins. And we check out what Steve Bill's got on the blends. A bit grimy, a backdrop from the late 80s to the mid 90s. Till it finally takes us to a rhythm that works. And K-Chrome spits a verse that he didn't rehearse. Both flex skills, proving it's all in. So gather round for the newest installment, Chrome Bill's.
Episode number
3, 2, 1, go.
Play. Alright, I'm in there.
Respect. Why don't you lead the show?
Are we good? Is this episode 12 of Chrome Bills?
We are live.
A lot of mercy.
Live and in the flesh. This is a very special Chrome Bills for two reasons. One, I believe it's the first time we've ever had four people on mic. And number two is that for the first time, I am recording via satellite from money-making Manhattan.
Who are you?
Is it weird that I can't say via satellite without thinking of the beginning of The Ultimate by The Artifacts? Transmitting live via satellite.
Shit.
Yep.
Cam jumped in and said, yes, that is weird.
Oh, my God. It's such a good song.
It is a rap podcast.
It is a very good song.
Right.
I also enjoy that song. So, what's up? Hey, good to see you, K-Chrome.
It's good to see you guys. Hey,
we miss you.
Mr. Bills.
We miss you,
Mr.
Man.
Bills, since you're down there, why don't you guys do a little roll call of who's in the Haleo Studios in D.C.?
Well, we are lucky enough to have DJ Cam 1 in the house tonight.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes, yes.
It's a pleasure amongst friends, dearest friends of many years.
And we also have a special hidden guest here, which is DJ Cam 1's friend, Kara.
Nice.
K Money Boss Player is in the house.
She's a very, very talented singer.
So we might get a song later. We're actually going to be debuting an exclusive song by her later on this evening.
And who's the guy on your left? Is Sage Francis one of our guests
tonight? This is C's Francis. C's Francis is in the house.
I'll tell you this much. I'm never going to tell you my real name, but I will tell you this. I miss Chuck, and I want you to come home.
Come home, Chuck.
I'm feeling that.
We could like run towards each other in a meadow to reunite. I think that'd be good.
I'll go into a meadow and then I'll put like a Google pin there. You know, I can just do longitude and latitude and I'll send it to you. And I'll see you when you come over the horizon. No, but for real, I have relocated to Manhattan, and since then we've actually started posting Chrome Bills podcasts on SoundCloud, so this could technically be viewed as season 2 of Chrome Bills. Because we've had at least 5 million listens at this point, which was a little bit more than I thought.
I think we have at least...
It's a little bit more than I thought.
I was surprised. Surprised. Pleasantly. Yeah. But I was surprised to have 5 million.
Man, do you know how many followers we have on Twitter?
No, don't steal my bit, Steve, because I actually...
Okay, all right.
No,
all right,
I have a great idea. Between Cam 1, K Chromosome, myself, Steve Bills, C's Mikes, and Chrome Bills, I have written down, as of 3 o'clock today, the number of Twitter followers that each page has. And I want to throw out some numbers and then let you guys guess who that would be. Right. So we're going to have 5 sets of numbers. I want to start with 168. 168 followers. Who do you guys think that is?
Spoonie. Spoonie.
Any other guesses? I'll let all 3 of you guys guess.
It's not me. I know that.
My guess is Cam 1, actually.
That would actually be me, because I'm a selfish motherfucker. Of course, I started with me. Come on, you should have seen that coming. Let's move on and go to 950.
Yeah, we already know who that is.
That's cold.
That is correct. Yeah, that is C's Mike's.
C's Francis.
We've got 31.
You're a dick.
31.
What do you say? 31 is not me. I think I'm the lowest.
That's the Chrome Bills.
That's Chrome Bills, yeah.
Unfortunately, that is Spoonie 79.
Ah, respect.
And half of those are pedophiles.
We've got 417. 417.
That sounds like me, right?
That's
now.
You. All right.
Cam 1.
Respect. And coming in last, we have Jay Schrader, Eli Manning, Ronaldo 10. 10. Any guesses on 10?
Chrome Bills.
And we're in, all three of us are in the room right now.
It's going 10. Good. It's weird that we got 5 million listens, but we only have 10 Twitter followers. Let's
the math doesn't really,
that.
It's not really adding up.
I don't think Twitter's really taken off like
no.
that.
So. I hadn't heard of it until today.
Right. Yeah, again, we hadn't posted it till the last couple days, so I just thought it was a funny bit to try and
I thought sinking 15 grand into MySpace promotion was a good decision.
The Friendster really page. The Friendster page also paid off.
I tried to tell Cole really that hip-hop didn't have a big presence on Pinterest, but he didn't agree.
Yeah.
So what's going down, man?
Hey,
I want to know which you told me that you recently performed with Sage Francis.
Correct. Yeah, it was fun. He was playing in Brooklyn a couple weeks ago. He's always been my favorite live performer, so I hit him up about coming to the show and said I would work merch or something, and then he asked if I wanted to jump on stage for a song. So I kicked a verse that I'd written. It was pretty ill because it was the day after Tim Dog died, they found out he faked his own death. So I threw that in there, and you could tell, like, the people that know rap are like, oh, shit, you know. So it was fun. It was great. It was cool. I took the train. That's another thing, too. I took the train as opposed to trying to drive up there. I mean, I got good price on tickets, but even if it was, like, $100 more, I would definitely do that. Drive, that's such a bitch to
Cole,
drive.
Cole, did you take the subway once you were in New York, or did you just get around via
hell no.
cabs?
I took a cab. I had to go from Penn Station to the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn, and I was probably like, this is probably like a $5 subway ride, but I just, the way that I am with directions and getting pissed off, I don't feel like dealing
with it. And by the way, that's great Maryland bias that it's a $5 subway ride, since I would have said the same thing. It's amazing that every subway ride, no matter where the hell you're going in New York, is $2.50.
Are you
Whereas
kidding
I've
me?
I've paid like $7 to go from Cleveland Park to Woodley Park in rush hour.
Wow.
Which are one stop away from each other.
Yeah. So yeah, it was fun. It's good to go. When's the last live show you went to, Cam?
The last live show I went to was probably the Dilla tribute show in Baltimore.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How was that?
It was dope. It was really dope. Vibes were heavy, like super heavy. Yeah. The whole night from the performers, the crowd.
Who was performing?
Dilla J performed. DJ House Shoes.
Oh, tight. He's very ill, DJ.
His
dude.
Set was phenomenal.
He's very ill.
Phenomenal.
Respect.
Sean Torre performed.
Sean Torre, shout out.
He's a local Baltimore. He's a Baltimore guy.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. There was a whole bunch of other people. Some people I didn't know.
Yo, but, not to cut you off, but speaking of which, Cam, I saw you in a Sean Torre video I watched recently. You're in the beginning, holding down the booth.
I'm definitely. I'm in the video. Yeah, Sean was like, "Hey, you want to be in the video?" I'm like, "Hell yeah!"
He's a rapper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve, that's the guy you sent me like the sample flip videos from.
And yeah. What about it?
I just wanted to make sure you knew we were talking about the same guy.
I sent you a sample flips by Sean Torre.
Yeah, you sent me a video where he was flipping samples, and I go, "Oh, Cam mastered that guy's album for Fat Beats."
Oh, it wasn't the Ego Trip one. It was the one that was similar. It was like a beat making series,
correct.
Right? Is that what it was? That guy was super ill.
Yeah, he's
dude.
Nice.
Yeah, he was nice.
So me, him, and DJ Minus Nine are putting out a project called Three Story Building.
Oh, dope.
Where we're each contributing 4 songs, and it's going to be an instrumental album. And then one song from each of us, we're going to pay and have a feature.
Okay.
We're going to release those features as singles.
Okay.
And whatever we generate from that, we're going to have our next album, which is going to be all features.
Okay. Cam, have you thought about who you're going to do for your feature?
Ella Sensei.
I like it. Nice.
Ella Sensei, really?
Yeah. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn your mic up just to
Yeah, I was going to say on my end, I don't know if it's just
you're a little bit quiet.
Whatever, but Cam's coming in
I
a
like
little
being
low.
Quiet, though. That's kind of how
let's
I am.
Turn, let's turn the bass up.
You know what you should do?
And while you're at it, turn Cole's mic down.
I don't want to get into prices
no.
for how much the features cost. Right. We can do that offline.
Right.
But you'd be surprised.
Well, okay, can you tell us what features are you considering beyond Elda Sensei?
Well, we haven't really talked about... Well,
Who would you like to have as a feature beyond Elder?
I mean, we're only doing one for right now.
Okay.
We had a list of some people for the next project, but as far as having connections like that, this one was like the most accessible.
Okay.
And then later on, I guess I'll see how deep I can exhaust my resources to get people.
Because
I can call in some favors, but I don't want to do that now. You know what I mean? But I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got here.
We're here now, baby.
We're here now.
We're in the parking lot, taking the keys out.
And then you had a feature recently on Quasar's album? Is that right?
There's a guy who makes beats, goes by Doze, D-O-Z-E. And he's just cool with a bunch of MCs. So,
is it Doze Green?
No.
Okay, it's not a West Coast dude.
No.
Okay.
So he hit me up about doing something, and I really enjoyed the beat. I was like, you know, if you want me to write a whole song to this, I will. But you know, see if you can get somebody else on it. And I didn't know who he knew, but he's like, what about Quasar? I was like, yeah, that would work. You know. So yeah, it was amazing. The song itself is really good. Quasar's verses, though. And it was one of those things, too, like, I didn't know that was going to happen until I had written it, which I really feel like that was an interesting experience, because knowing that was going to be with Quasar, I mean, no disrespect to Doze, but I was like, yo, if this verse is even, like, a hair off, I'm changing the whole fucking thing. But as soon as I laid it down, I was like, this is perfect, this is good.
Yo, Cole, offline, can you send me, like, the unauthorized version of that track just to check out? Because you know I'm a big Quasar fan.
Of course. Of course, yeah. Yeah, respect to Quasar.
I mean, amazing. You and I have been up on that dude since, like, the Walk Through Walls album.
Yeah. I listened to Chicago 78 times once in a row.
Bring your corny-ass beats to Chicago.
Chicago.
That shit is nice.
I don't know shit about Quasar. I know who he is, but
he's
I don't know
shit about
him. He has
Cats.
This one song called Chicago.
He's one of the MCs in Typical Cats you like.
Yeah, I know. He's the one who's not the Asian dude.
He has this one song called Chicago, which is a hard-ass beat.
That wasn't a shot. I'm just telling you which person he is. That's all. I didn't fire any shots.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. One of the best Sean P. verses of all time.
What, this?
See you do shiesty shit, shining like
this
a
is mission more Mission Impossible.
Yeah, what beat is this?
Isn't that the sample to,
This is, Portishead sampled this. And
no, by the way, I just want to point out to everyone at home that Steve Bills and Cam 1 just high-fived.
It was a very masculine high five.
I'm glad
as far as high fives go,
my arm hurts. My arm hurts.
You guys kind of like left your fingers there a little bit long, like the Bill Burr racial draft scene where you sort of tickled each other's palms.
My head tilted, son.
And I am wearing capris right now, so.
You actually are wearing flip flops. We're not that far off.
I painted one of my toenails before everybody came over tonight.
You smoking one of those e-ventilators?
Yeah, I'm on the
vaporizers.
I'm vaping, as they call it. I've been vaping.
Yeah,
that's the new thing to do, huh? That's what the kids are doing nowadays. Is vaping?
No, apparently what the kids are doing is they found out a way where you can put pot into an e-cigarette, into the filter. It's crazy.
Word.
Yeah,
that was the joke.
Yeah, we're not talking about marijuana right now.
No, not at all.
Potted plants inside of us. Right?
Yes. All right, so switching gears.
Directions.
Steve, do you want to tell everyone about your call to Bill's Chrome earlier this week?
So apparently in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
I believe it was.
There is a scrapyard called Bill's Chrome. And I put in a call earlier this week to see if I could get a sponsorship. From Bill.
Actually, when Steve and I were testing out the setup using this via satellite Google Plus thing, that was one of the things we did on the test run, was we called Bill's Chrome and left a very long voice message. And asked him to call us back, but never left a number.
No, you know what you should do? You should do Google Street View and steal the sign, and that should be your logo.
Yo!
Reverse that shit.
That is very gangster. Because our logo right now is currently stolen from a Google Images search that K Chrome did.
Yo, that logo's hot as fuck, and I want that belt buckle. That's what that is. It's a belt buckle.
You should get that. So we do have a sponsor tonight.
Do tell.
So I want to just introduce them real quick. This episode of Chrome Bills is being sponsored by Pumpernickel Bread. The folks at Pumpernickel Bread would like you to consider them for your third choice of breakfast toast behind white and wheat. So thank you. Thank you to the folks at Pumpernickel
Bread. That's amazing.
Where are their headquarters?
I don't know who works in our marketing department, but Steve Bills is always able to get the best live reads.
I don't know where their headquarters is. Any of you could take a guess where you think would be appropriate for Pumpernickel Bread's
headquarters. I thought it was a litter box. Wait, so, can I give out? I just wanted to say Father's Day is this Sunday, and I'm very proud of all of you. So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
For not being fathers?
No, for being my sons. No, I want to say I'm very proud of all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day. I wonder how many dads listen to this podcast.
Apparently, two of them do. I think we have two other listeners that we don't know who they are.
Do you think they have Twitter accounts? We should make their kids open Twitter accounts so they can follow us.
Is it too late to ask our listeners to follow us? Wouldn't they already have to know who we were to follow us on Twitter? Or
we crossed that Rubicon a while
probably
ago.
Yo, one of the funniest things SoundCloud. Was when the podcast went up on SoundCloud. You know, right now you have episodes 1 through probably 8 are up on SoundCloud. And the only comment we've had so far was that there was too much AOs. So I actually can't hear the soundboard over there. But Steve, why don't you go ahead and trigger like 5 AOs? AO! AO!
Cam is taking it over.
Too many AOs was the comment.
Hey, actually, we do have a couple listeners. So I want to give a shout out to Dre. Crazy Dre's in the house. One of our early faithful listeners. All right.
Oh, shout out to Dre.
Around, Dre.
Steve showed me something where Dre, in one of the episodes, I mentioned that this was the only podcast in the world that focuses entirely on underground hip hop, and he did not realize that was sarcasm. So shout out to Random Dre.
And for some reason, every time I talk to Dre, he has to take his shirt off. So I think that's a little strange, but I'm going to let you rock, Dre.
I remember when Jadakiss started a verse once, and he was like, you might going to have to take your shirt off for this one. I was like, what kind of bars are you about to drop?
You know, I don't want to ruin my show.
No, seriously. No, he was telling the listener. Like, it's one thing if he was like, I'm going to have to take my shirt off, but he was like, I was like, is this some sort of Gallagher rhyme where you break a fruit object in the middle? Yo, I will say this, by the way, hey, switching gears. It has been an amazing week for the illegal downloading of music. The Kanye West album and the J. Cole album are getting ready to drop on Tuesday, and I have both of them right now due to my privileges with the Chrome Bills podcast. I know that Steve Bills also has both. I just want to say this.
I've got connections in the illegal sharing network.
Well, these were authorized, but I know they're out there illegally because once I started listening to songs, I heard people talking about them. The J. Cole album is fucking dope. Do not sleep. Do yourself a favor and do not sleep.
He had an impromptu show at Baltimore Soundstage last night for $1.
J. Cole?
50 people got in for $1. Last night.
I'm very mad right now.
That's crazy.
It was either last night or the night before last, yeah.
Holy shit.
Did you go?
I was doing something. Something. I was busy. I couldn't go.
I didn't have a dollar. Damn it.
Steve, do you have to play Coolin' on the Ave during every single Chrome Bills podcast?
I was going to hope that you didn't notice that I played this.
Coolin' on the Ave!
You just don't. I was going through beats earlier today trying to put this together, and it happened to be next to me, and I thought that you wouldn't notice that I was playing it again.
Is there any
Why don't you tell everyone a little bit about Coolin' on Ave?
Nah, it's all good.
Do these get edited before they go on?
No, this is not going to get edited.
Okay.
Do you want to edit it?
No. I'm just saying this is my first time, so if I'm messing up the flow, it's my fault.
I think if anything,
you're making it better.
I think you're making it better.
We've had problems in the past. It's been a lot of
Cam, the best thing you ever did was not listen to any Chrome Bills before you came in studio.
That's very true.
At one point, I thought that I was just a paranoid schizophrenic, and that manifested as a red-shirted bastard to my right, some guy on a computer. Now I know it's reality, so we're good. Thank you. So, actually, you know what?
What's up?
I remembered. Do you have DJ Cam 1, obviously, is a DJ, one of the best, if not the best in the Baltimore area, not planet Earth. And we were talking earlier, do you have a good digging story?
I do. It was me and my friend DJ Rags. He's originally from California, lives in Virginia. One of my longtime homies. We shared a residency with Tisworth and Dave Nada in the early 2000s. And he's like, hey, you want to go digging? I'm like, hell yeah. He's like, I know this place in West Virginia called Leslie's in Charlestown. We should go. I'm like, let's do it. So we go down there. Downtown Charlestown. It looks like almost like a Western abandoned town. But I mean, there was people and like things were new, but it was like no one on the street. No trees or anything. Kind of odd. Whole bunch of old row homes. So we go, and he's like, all right, here it is. We go inside. And it's just a row home. Just looks like someone's house. Every room, so like the living room, the dining room, what would have been a kitchen, on every single floor, there were four floors. Each room had a different genre of music.
Oh, wow.
So there was a room with just nothing but jazz. Since it was in West Virginia, it was mostly country records. The fourth floor was all country. So they had cassettes, records, CDs, and merch, whatever, everything. They had a little hallway where it was just nothing but jumbled up hip-hop records. There was just like no order. They weren't even in bins. They were just stacks. And they had like this like thing where they were just chucked in there. So I'm going through. First I went to the jazz room. Had a whole bunch of standard stuff that everyone has. It wasn't anything special.
It's like a fucking wet dream.
Right. I went into like the funk soul room. Pretty much anything, you know. I've got most of the stuff. It's just kind of like things you would see out and about. Nothing super rare. A lot of popular records that people know from having parents and shit. So I'm looking through the hip hop stuff. I find some cool stuff. I found some cool stuff in the funk, like some Quincy Jones that I didn't have. All of it was mad cheap. But the hip hop section, I'm flipping through, and I see two test press copies of Gangstar, You Know My Steez.
Oh wow.
And I got each of them for $2.
Oh my god.
That's and crazy. They're sitting there like, who wants a test press record from Gangstar?
Right. There's no cover. There's nothing here.
Is that place still around?
I haven't been since. This was maybe 2004.
Okay.
Shout out to Dave Nada, by the way, who's actually credited as the founder of Moombahtone.
Moombahtone. Yeah.
Actually, Cam, you probably know how to pronounce it better than me. How is it?
Moombahtone. It's basically a combination of
of reggaeton.
It's
and
reggaeton.
Mumbo sauce?
No, it's like this, I can't remember what the other genre is, but if you hear it, it's very distinctive. It's just like a mashup of two genres.
Okay.
And it actually kind of took off. So like, I mean, Dave Nada and like Jesse Tisworth.
I've heard of Jesse Tisworth.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he started U Street.
We were all in the crew together.
Where was what was the name of the crew?
I mean, it was just the party we threw. It was called Crunk.
Crunk?
Yeah. So
wow.
We used to have. We were all DJs at a party.
You have Crunk records like that?
No. That's just what it was called.
Oh, okay.
We didn't play that stuff.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
You just called it Crunk.
We just called it Crunk.
Okay.
It was dope. It was really dope.
And how many Little John records do you own?
None.
Zero?
Zero.
Steve, right. Steve, what's your answer since you're posing the question?
I have one Little John record, actually.
Yeah!
Not enough.
I thought I was pushing it with one, though.
What?
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 Yeah. Hey, so K-Chrome, what sort of projects do you have coming out? I mean, we've heard from everybody else here. I'm going to claim that Chrome Bills is my project right now. So what's your current project?
I'm trying to work on an album called 2x4.
Okay.
Where I'm going to do an album that's 8 tracks. So I guess it'd be an EP. Right. And have 4 different producers, and each one do 2 beats. And I'd actually ask Cam 1 and Steve Bills to each donate beats to that. And
we just fist bumped. We just fist bumped.
Unlike my other producer friends, TCK, J-Bomb Beat, the East Coast Kid, that would be one person. Yeah. And TK... who actually gave me beats. I'm still waiting on 4 beats from the other fellows in studio. Cole, you got any feeling what that's like?
Nope. I definitely do. Come up off them. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I figured 2x4 is cool. Like there's that. Some logo
it's
ideas.
It's
and...
Right. You're into lumber, so it makes perfect sense.
I actually walked by a lumber yard in Manhattan and figured I would use that. Because there's tons of lumber yards in Manhattan.
Hey, Chuck, when is the next time you're going to be down this way?
I don't know, but we need to finish the Head Resonators album badly. So next time I'm down there, we'll do it.
Yes.
I think I'm down in late July.
That's cool.
The problem is I don't have a car.
How long has that project been in the works? The Head Resonators album?
There's a song on there from 2003. I'm not kidding you. The joint you like, the one where it's like...
Is it dope, though? Have I heard it or no?
It's insane.
Dude, it is insane.
The one where the rhymes go back and forth, and it's like MP3s at 3 p.m. That was recorded when I was in college.
Wow.
What's going on over there? I see you guys...
I don't know. Everybody's turning around.
I heard something.
I think...
It could have been a
Yo, did my cat jump through the screen and show up over there? Because I can't find her over here. No, there's stuff on there. I think Cam did a very like preliminary rough mix in, 2008? When were you living in Baltimore? Yeah, well, you live there now, but the spot on Charles Street.
I moved from there in 2010?
Yeah, I think like 08 or 09
It was, right. It was 2008, I believe, when I originally mixed and mastered it, and then I redid it in...
I mean, it makes sense. You know, you guys show up for a podcast an hour late. I drop albums 7 years after they're done.
No, but the project is really dope. Like,
It's very dope.
You did all the production?
No,
or
no,
you
no.
shared a
Jason
production?
Did. I didn't.
Cam did all the mixing and mastering.
I just did the mixing and mastering. Yep.
So, are you? Did you study mixing in school?
I didn't.
Okay, nope. This is all just learned on the spot from messing around with equipment. Okay, all right. It's a lot of work, isn't it?
I started in 98.
Okay.
And
what was your first piece of equipment?
Not including DJ stuff, just production. My first piece of equipment I got when I was 17 is a Gemini DS1224.
Okay.
It's just a phrase sampler.
Okay.
So it's very, very basic. You can do like little loops.
Okay.
I got it for Christmas one day. I mean, not Christmas. One of my birthday presents.
By the way, it's a lock. And Steve begged, has one of those begged, sitting begged, on that. Begged. Cabinet behind.
I still have it. I found it when I last time I moved. I was like, oh, I'm so glad I still have it.
I have one of those. I put it in storage, but I will not get rid of it.
Right. Oh, is that the same? Is that the
it's
equipment
the
you have? That he has? Okay, that
little,
thing's cool. Yeah, I have one of those.
Orange
too.
One.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Then after that, a couple of my friends went to Omega, which is a recording school studio in Rockville.
That's the one that Young Guru went to. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Young Guru went to Omega Recording Studios. Right off of Park Lawn, right?
Yeah.
Cease, do you know who Young Guru is?
No.
How do you not know who Young Guru... Cam, do you know who Young Guru is?
I don't. I was just fronting like I did.
Why did you pretend like you...
I was trying to keep it moving.
Have you ever heard the Jay-Z song...
I'm like, oh, yeah, what?
Have you ever heard of Jay-Z?
You heard the Jay-Z song, yes. What More Can I Say?
He plays for the Nets, right?
Yeah, he plays for the Brooklyn Nets. No, that's his studio engineer, Young Guru.
Okay.
And that's where he learned to engineer, in Rockville, Maryland.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the song, What More Can I Say? Jay-Z song on the Black Album?
Yes.
Is this like asking me what the latest Quasar song is?
It's a good beat. We Cam and I have an album out. It's called Broken Clock.
Yes.
If you go to brokenclock1234.bandcamp.com. So Cam is very good at mixing stuff. I asked him, I was like, will you mix and master this whole thing and give some beats? And some of the cuts he does are fucking
dope. Dude, I was listening the other day. It was very ill.
Yeah.
Super ill.
Did you buy it?
I did buy it.
Whoa.
Hey, Cole, is anyone
is
anyone doing cuts on the Broken Clock 2 that you and Max are working on?
Yeah, we actually sent a song we recorded something last Saturday. I sent it to Cam, and I think he'll like it. It's really cool. So, yeah, the next one's
really
all with Max doing beatbox, but the last one was a bunch of beats from different people, a lot of them from Cam, some from Jason, some from Ted, and some other people. One dude didn't even want to use his name. He didn't want to give me his name.
I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
And he added me on Facebook like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And struck up this odd conversation. And he's like, yeah, so I can't get about any details. But he's like, yeah, I'm doing this and this and this now. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
I'm a little busy, but I gotta go, you know? Yeah. It was weird. It was really weird.
He's a weird dude.
Yeah, he is.
So Cam's good at dealing with stuff like that, though.
With dealing with weird people?
Well, like, the dude hit him up, and Cam was like, yo, like, oh, okay, bye. You
know? He was kind of like, wanted to solicit me to be like, oh, that's so dope, man. Like, and I wasn't gonna play the game. Even if it was, I wasn't gonna play that game. I'm like, get out of here with that.
People are fucking weird, man. Seriously. Cam's the man, though. Cam is not weird. Cam is the coolest dude.
And where can our 8 listeners find the Broken Clock?
No, I am weird.
10.
Iamweird.com.
10.
Just Google Broken Clock Sees Mics, Cam 1.
All right.
Or Broken Clock 1234.bandcamp.com.
So, Cam, you were doing production cuts and mixing on that album?
Yes, sir.
Okay, dope. So which tracks did you produce?
I don't remember.
All right, bet.
Sorry.
Cool.
It's a couple.
Not prepared.
Huh?
It was a couple.
It was a couple, yeah.
Word up.
They were dope. But it's fun. But that was the thing, though. Like, in terms of, there's a lot of people who say they DJ, and then they're like, oh, I'm just going to put a studio on my house. Like, Cam has a lot of equipment. He knows what he's doing. He's good to work with. You know? He's more than just a DJ and a handsome guy.
Hey, true. Cam, did you...
I stand on the shoulders of giants.
True. Hey, Cam, did you know that Steve Bills has done a remix of East Coast Bias?
I didn't know.
Play it.
We'll play it after the show's over. I don't know how it could finish.
I don't think we could play it where I could hear it.
I figured you had heard it.
No.
I was just trying to get to your level, man. With all respect.
I have a lot of respect for all the beats that Cam did on the First Name Basis album, for sure. 100%.
He did Senseless...
Senseless Sense.
That was
the best part about Senseless Sense is the
dude,
singing.
What the hell? We haven't even talked about First Name Basis.
Yo, how do you guys not talk about First Name Basis?
So we did an album with Cam.
My God, what?
It happens.
Yeah. it's me, Chuck, Cam, and Jason, who did the beats for Educated Consumers and Head Resonators. So the four of us did an album. We've done a lot of stuff together.
You guys really have done a lot of stuff together.
Let's go make an album.
No, the crazy thing is I ran into... a mutual friend's ex-girlfriend, and through this guy is how I ended up meeting Chuck, and then Cole through Chuck, and I ran into someone I haven't seen since they dated. And I'm not going to mention his name; he's not here. I don't want to, whatever. But
here, I'm out.
And, hey, Cam, is it the double P or is it someone else?
It is. It is a double P and a double K.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about here.
Offline, we gotta
regardless. Regardless, I was trying to think of the last time I had seen her, and I believe it was like 99 or 2000, and I believe I met you, Chuck, in 2001.
No, I remember what house you came to, and I lived there from 99 to 2000.
Yes,
so it was 2000,
and you had moved shortly after that. Your folks moved shortly after that. Are you talking about in College Park?
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, it's funny. Cam doesn't even realize how instrumental he was in me starting to rap hardcore, no pun intended, is that Cam came over with a couple friends and we were freestyling, and he left a tape that of instrumentals, like 45 minutes of instrumentals that he had spun off of vinyl records. And I had just gotten a 4-track, and I didn't know where to take beats from. And I pretty much did a song to every single one of the beats that was on this 45-minute Cam 1 mix. So, respect due.
That's dope. I didn't know that. That's really dope.
I figured I'd tell you for the first time on air, you know. Keep the tears down.
Either way, meeting Chuck and Cole and Jason probably was one of the most significant musical accomplishments. You know, I've seen us all grow so much in the time that we've known each other. And
my bad.
I don't know. It's like I couldn't have asked to be with such a better core group of guys as far as music or anything is concerned, because you guys are so professional. Like, you guys come through, you record it, we laugh and tell jokes, and we go home. You know what I mean? It's not like no one was ever practicing in the studio.
No, right.
Except for maybe me in the beginning.
Dude, the outtakes
other than that,
on first name basis. I think if you go to the first name basis Facebook page and probably somewhere on YouTube, there's outtake videos from some of those recording sessions, though, and they're fucking hilarious.
I was just thinking, I was trying to bring up that I think the first name basis recording sessions were probably the funnest that I've had.
Yeah.
Like, by far. Any of them individually or anything. The amount of fun we had and how many people we had in that little room and how many beers I had to throw away the next day. I had like a 10,000 beer bottle.
That was the funny part, too, is as the video would progress time-wise, there would just be more and more beers littering around.
All I know is a bigger to put you on.
Oh, my God. We were laughing so hard. That was like, you know, at that point, I hadn't laughed that hard in years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we'd all been going through some shit.
Yeah.
And that was just great to get together and just have, like, a really good time.
Yeah, it was fun. Then the release party was dope, too.
Right? Right? And how many songs we recorded per night? We did, like, two or three recording sessions, the whole album.
Yeah.
The whole album in two sessions. Wow. Well, then we did one song isolated. But nine of the tracks, or eight, or whatever the math is, if you would subtract interludes, were done in two nights. But we had done rough recordings of all of them, you know, building up to that point.
That was another project that was many years in the making. Some of those beats that I did, they were old, like 2003 or whatever, or maybe older. I don't even remember. But either way, we had recorded some of those songs throughout the years, and we were like, we've been working way too long to not all of us have something together, so we put it together like that. And I thought it was dope.
Yeah.
Mitch did the artwork, and that came back dope. Everything came into place, and it was just like one of those magical moments that I'll never forget. You know?
It all locked into place.
Did you guys press that up on vinyl?
Or just CD? That's a damn good idea, though.
Okay. You know, it might, for a limited pressing, it might be a good look, you know?
Hell yeah, I would go in on that.
I mean, the good thing is you have four people's pockets to pull from, so then the number goes down.
Yeah.
If you get like 250 pressed, it's a couple hundred bucks each.
Do you have like a bin of educated vinyl at your house somewhere?
I got a lot of stuff.
You do? All right, just bring a couple over, you know?
Okay.
I'll take a couple extra.
What you need, right.
Yeah.
It took nine podcasts for Steve to play a Resonation instrumental on podcast. It's like, I know you gave me those records. I can't
a couple
find them.
Beats. I played In the Pocket. I love In the Pocket, man. I don't know.
Just the instrumental, though.
Dude, but is Dot 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 on that same 12 inch?
Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm not really a fan of Dot Dot Dot.
Yo, fuck that.
I'm just joking. I'm just kidding. I'm
about
just
to hit close on this Google Plus Hangout.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That's cool, man. Have your own opinion. Bye.
When Dot 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 came out, I got emotional.
Yeah.
Who's the guy, Marzil? Is that right?
Manchild from Marzil.
Okay. So there was another guy in Marzil?
Yeah, the guy who made the beats. Manchild was the MC.
Yo, the funniest
shit. He's a big dude, right?
Four.
Yeah, I met him at Scribble Jam one
Very
year.
Talented.
Yep.
Yo, the funniest shit about Dot Dot Dot, I swear
Is
to
he
God.
He still putting music out?
True story was that when I heard that beat from Jason, I said, I need to rhyme on this before you ever play it for Napoleon. That's a true story.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was such, like, we were all friends with Kareem back then, Napoleon the Legend. And I was like, if Kareem hears this beat, he's going to have 97 verses to it.
He's living in New York.
He
now,
is,
right?
Yeah. I actually talked to him on via text.
You should build with Kareem, son.
I should. Well, I'm going to go check your boy Edan tonight. So I'm going to start my NYC building, you know, in about a couple hours. So we'll see how it goes.
Definitely. That's dope.
Steve, can you explain the intricacies of your friendship with Edan for the Chromeville podcast?
The intricacies? It's been friends for a long time.
You know what's really funny? A guy that works at my job in Towson, Maryland, which is a little north of Baltimore. I was explaining the story of Edan and that where he went to high school and all that. And he was like, wait a minute. What does he look like? I start describing him. So this guy I work with, he ended up going to high school in Montgomery County. He went to summer school and hung out with Edan for a whole summer.
Who was it?
His name's Kurt. You guys don't know.
Oh, Kurt.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yo, hook, line, and sinker on this end.
He's playing along.
Kurt Warner, right?
Yeah. What's up? So we're going to get E on here, I promise. Well, actually, I can't really promise that. It's up to him to decide whether
Do you even know him? I mean, I'm starting to
I don't really. I bought a few of his 12 inches.
I bet you did.
Hey, yo.
That That's dope. Yeah, it'd be good to talk to him. I met him in high school too, actually.
Yeah, I thought you guys used to perform at Maryland or whatever, or Cypher at least.
Yeah, definitely.
I remember going to a party with you, Max Beats, maybe Stanley Ipkiss. I'm guessing that K Chrome was there.
I definitely remember.
I was.
Yeah, over on Knox, and yeah. I was talking to you. Oh fuck! And you were like, yeah. I really like Slug a lot, you know? You were telling me all about how Slug was your favorite MC.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, I don't really know what that is.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. I do miss that. That's the one thing I miss more than anything else when you just get busy with shit is just ciphering, you know?
Yeah.
Because the other stuff I feel like you can always just do on your own. Like, you can practice DJing, go buy records, we can write rhymes, but just getting together and just ciphering with people, the communal aspect of that is hard to find now.
Right. How often do you cypher with DJs?
Not enough.
Right.
I mean, it does happen.
It's been a while since I've ciphered with another DJ. Fucking cutting.
There's so many dudes involved.
It's too bad you guys don't know any DJs.
Yeah.
True.
But there's a lot of really dope DJs in Baltimore.
Okay.
They all know who they are. But we all stay in contact, and it's all on the humble, and they all get together. I wish I could make it out, and I usually have bullshit excuses why I can't. But I love all those guys, and they kill it, you know. And they have, like, they'll get together and
they just get together and practice and just blend and whatever.
And they'll be like, you know, six decks, mad mixers, and they just go to town.
Damn, that sounds like a good time.
And everyone, yeah. I mean, I've done things like that, not on the frequency as them, but they do it not super regularly. I would say like maybe 4 or 5 times a year.
That's cool though.
And it's always like an effort because there'll be like 8, 9 DJs, and we all have known each other for mad long. And I gotta make more of an effort to make it out.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry, guys.
Right now is the time in the
silent apology.
It's the time in the podcast where I hope I don't pull a tone, and this has actually been recorded.
Stop playing.
I just wanted
man.
To fuck with Steve.
Yeah, that's cool. We already had a crash tonight, so
I felt the tension build up, man. That was real.
Hey, we're gonna play the sample game real quick with C-Smite.
Minnesota's a city,
that's
right?
AC alone.
What do you got? 14, 15 recess lights in here? I love fucking with Cole, man. I miss you, dude.
I miss you too, man. Let's high five over the camera.
Our high five is way more masculine than Cam and Steve's, for the record. I think this is a sample for this is Scarface Never Seen a Man Cry, correct?
As a journey into outer
space. I don't know if C's knows this.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't want to insult his intelligence, but he looked at me crazy. Like, maybe he doesn't know what this is.
Well, when you said play the sample game, I didn't know this was the sample.
This is the sample.
Well, yeah, but this is the thing. We've been listening to music underneath us for like 40 minutes now.
Right.
Well, you got to tell me that this is the song.
I'm telling you this is the song. All right.
God damn it. I know this song. I hear it in my head.
Oh, shit.
Just like see you laughing at me in my head.
Someone's rapper card is about to be revoked.
Alright.
He's got it.
I can fucking
he's
hear
good.
The song.
Alright, we're good.
I'm having a lucid nightmare right now.
Right now he's like, last year Halloween fell on a weekend.
Yeah. It's Ghetto Boys. What's the fucking song?
Mine's playing tricks on me.
I hate you so much right now, Steve.
And
you got my head.
To be clear, I didn't put this in the mix as like some elitist thing. Because this is a very easy record to find. I just put it in because I liked it.
That is a dope record, to be fair.
It is. Hell yeah. It's Isaac Hayes, baby.
The chef.
It's the chef. All right, so did anybody bring an article to talk about tonight?
No. We could talk hoops.
But I like to... I think I have a Keith
Let's
Murray word of the week.
Real quick. All right, what's the Keith Murray word of the week?
Hold on, give me, let me set it up. Go ahead, start. I gotta dig it out. Pause.
All right, DJ Cam 1.
Who is the LeBron James of rap?
Jay-Z.
I believe Kanye called himself the Michael Jordan of rap yesterday.
That's definitely true.
Do you believe it?
No. Well, I believe he said it. I don't agree with it.
All right.
Did you guys hear that LeBron James got caught with a G-Pen?
Shut up.
There's pictures online.
When was
two
this?
Days ago. No, yesterday.
It came out yesterday?
The pictures in the article came out yesterday. His camp was like, he wasn't using it to get high. And everyone was like, why is he
in there?
No. He was like, there was no marijuana in there. It was an e-cigarette. And he's like, well,
what the hell is he smoking?
Why is he smoking when the championships are
happening? I hadn't heard this at all, dude.
Google it.
All right.
LeBron James and G-Pen.
Okay. ESPN's not talking about that shit.
Of course not.
They're like, yo, can't be having a ratings mess.
Two pictures, one like this and one like this.
Wow.
He could do whatever the fuck
he
wants.
See, that's the thing.
Right?
I'm not
he
even.
He could do what he wants, though.
I'm not mad at the NBA dudes for smoking weed.
Dude, it's just like Sean
White. If
you're
in that good a shape, smoking weed's not going to fuck with you.
If you're what?
I feel like if you're in that good a shape, like, you'll get high like in the moment, but it's not turning them into like fucking lazy jobs.
Right.
I agree with that. I just thought that
he's
it was
not he's not Delonte West.
Honestly,
like,
if I'm a Heat
let him
fan,
do his thing, you know?
I'd rather he smoke marijuana than cigarettes. And if he's smoking the e-cigarette, I'm like, God.
He's vaping.
We got titles to win.
Talk to your boy.
Dude, have you noticed that I've smoked like an entire e-cigarette cartridge while we're sitting here?
I think I'm going to go buy one, man.
How many cigarettes is that equivalent to?
I'm going to buy an e-cigarette in a minute.
One cartridge is a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, my God. How many puffs does it take to kill one cartridge?
It's like 800 or 1,000 or something like that.
Okay.
I really have not smoked an entire cartridge, by the way. I was
scared for a second.
But, dude, you get 5 cartridges for $10. Like, the math on it's absurd.
Cheap.
I've always had a balcony, so now that I'm sitting here with no balcony, I just do it to eliminate or, like, minimalize the amount of trips downstairs because I live on the 750th floor in a building in Manhattan. It's like very high up.
Wait a minute.
Did he really just say
that? If anyone was going to even react.
I was going to say, I was like, are y'all tuning out? Because he said the 750th floor.
I actually live on the 5th floor.
Didn't break stride. All right, good. Jesus.
Wow.
I was worried about you, man.
It did take me a little bit longer to let it sink in.
Yeah.
I think from the bourbon.
Yeah. Yeah, do you have any more bourbon?
Yeah. What
kind of bourbon you guys drinking down there?
Some Makers. I think you might have bought I think you might have bought that bottle, so thanks, man. Appreciate you moving to New York City.
Appreciate me moving to New York.
So we're just gonna drink this bourbon. So DJ Cam One, what type of equipment are you using to produce nowadays?
Okay. I have a
don't confuse
a long
me.
List.
Yeah, okay. Sequencing. What are you using for sequencing?
Sequencing. I have a long list.
Damn, all
right. I have a Akai MPC 2000 XL. I have a
it's big business right there.
Akai MPC 60 number 2. I have an Akai MPC 3000. I have a Emu SP 1200.
Jesus.
I have a Emsonic ASR 10. I have a Akai S950. And I use Nuendo also.
And what use what up?
Nuendo.
I don't know anything about
Nuendo. Nuendo is a Steinberg product. Steinberg also makes Cubase.
Okay.
So Nuendo came out in the mid-2000s when surround sound was becoming popular. It was basically Cubase plus surround sound plus video.
Okay.
I just happened to get a copy at the time. I was using Cubase since about 99. And then I switched over to Nuendo in the mid-2000s, and I've been using it ever since.
Okay. And is that... Okay, so now which ones are you using for your digital workstation?
Nuendo.
Yep. Okay, so that's the digital workstation.
Yep.
So no Pro Tools, man. You don't do Pro Tools?
I don't. I use Nuendo.
Okay.
Solely. All
right.
Mm-hmm. I use SoundForge for audio editing. It's the best one out there.
For chopping?
Yeah. Well, okay. If I'm going to be doing something on a computer, then yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah, my friend, producer Broadway, uses SoundForge to do his chopping and stuff. So it's been recommended.
It's an excellent.
I'm doing something that's really cutting edge, which is putting vinyl through an MPC and chopping it up piece by piece. Mm-hmm. It takes a really long time. It's kind of frustrating. Sometimes.
It does.
It takes a super long time.
And you have a 1000, which is...
This is about all I can understand. So if I had the 2000, there would be 100 features which I wouldn't even know what the heck was going
this
on.
This does way more than a 2000.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This was the...
You have a compact flash in here, man. You know how much sample time you can have with this?
Oh, I upgraded the memory, too.
You know how much sample time is an SP1200?
It's like 6 seconds, right?
Come on.
Yeah.
That's a pain in the ass.
But the 2000, what's the 2000 have?
I mean, 200-something seconds of
okay.
Mile.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. You can still get it done.
But yeah, I dropped a chip in this. I actually opened it back and added some memory to it.
You need to get the JJ operating system. That's all about
I don't know anything about that.
Google it.
Okay.
Write that shit down.
and then call me and tell me how much you love that shit.
No, I'm going to need a lesson.
You end up unlocking the features of the 2500 on here.
On the 1000.
With the JJ operating system.
Drop gems on it.
Bam. All right.
Hey, how about the 6500, though? You know about that?
I do not.
Hey, is this the Edon?
The XLQ, though, has the really good features on it.
I'll take your word for it. When are you going to make a beat
It'll pet your cat.
You're talking all this shit about the machine. What are you doing with it?
I haven't made a beat in like 6 months.
Is this the premiere version of the speed or the Edon joint?
This is premiere.
This is premiere one. Oh, yeah, that's the ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. I forgot, yeah. Okay. Good call. Good call. Kate
what is Rome. It? MCs, You Suck?
Yeah. It's much slower. It's a much slower record.
I haven't heard either in like 5 years, so it was tough. Yeah. Sorry to bring the conversation to a screeching halt. I'd actually just come back from using the refrigerator in my kitchen combo, living room combo, dining room combo, bedroom.
You're kind of balling,
but it's luxury and deluxe.
It is luxury deluxe.
What'd you get from the fridge?
Out, yo, I definitely set the camera so you could see my microwave. Shit is very diesel. Oh,
and the dope cabinets back there. I've been looking at houses, so I've been looking at things like that. So I'm like, ooh, look at the backsplash.
Look at that Manhattan
is that red
backsplash.
Oak or cherry oak?
Pause.
Jargon. I got mad jargon tonight.
Alright, so we need to figure out a way to freestyle with K Chrome over
here. I can't because my beats are.
So I feel like this is your opportunity to really shine in the cipher. All right, you have
cool.
No
before you jump in, like my beats are probably a second off, and I'm not doing that.
Are you
guys
actually up for it or what?
No, well, no, we're not doing it tonight. We got to figure out a way to do it, but we can't do it tonight.
All right, respect.
Hey, who is the Roy Hibbert of rap? Young dude, people didn't expect much from him, but when it came his time to shine, he did it. You know what I mean?
Kendrick Lamar.
That's a good call.
What?
No, actually, Kendrick Lamar is bigger than Roy Hibbert, because he's going to end up...
Easy.
It might be J. Cole, to be honest.
Yeah, I was going to say J. Cole, too. DJ Cam 1, you messing with Kendrick at this point? You up on Kendrick?
I'm up a little bit. I've heard things that I like. I've heard things that I don't like.
Okay.
I think that people are talking about him in the way that they are. Like, he's the greatest. Not of all time, but, like, everyone's like, like it's the second coming of Jesus or something. And they're like, he's so young and he's so talented and blah, 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 blah.
I mean, in fairness,
he's probably one of the most talented out of West Coast people to come out.
Well, with major label backing, too. I think he's one of the nicest
absolutely
guys.
I mean, his whole album was features. I mean, come on. Regardless, he is good. But there's been so much garbage coming out when someone halfway decent comes out that has the ability to be in the forefront like that. Then, of course, everyone's going to flip out because that hasn't happened in a long time. But, I mean, skill for skill, time period for time period, if you transplant him into any other great period of hip hop, I don't think he would outshine some of the people who are top notch. And for the people who talk about him being so good, being so young, it's like, I don't want to hear that. I mean, how young were the dudes from Mobb Deep? You know, they were like 19. I mean, of course, I'm not comparing lyrical skills, but they were young and they were still dope. That's all I'm trying to get, you know,
come
across.
A lot of dope young cats.
Yeah. And back then, there was tons and tons of young cats. That's all.
I think for Kendrick, it's tough because he's done an album like not a lot of people from the 90s that are really good lyricists have done, like a complete concept album from front to back. But at the same time, like you said, I'm standing on the soldiers, the shoulders of giants. Like that, I feel like he's a student of the game, so all the people that we would bring up as really good young cats, he knows all their albums as well as we do.
Right.
Well, the other thing with him, too, I feel like that stands out for me is he's so different. It's very different than what anybody's doing now, but I haven't heard anybody with that kind of stuff. He's like Chicago.
I call him Bone
East
Thugs
Coast.
And Fellowship.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
That was the first thing I told K. Crow when I passed. I was like, that's Bone Thugs and Fellowship.
He sent me one track, the first track I heard, and he said Bone Thugs and Fellowship was the subject line.
Yeah, and like you're saying, Chuck, you don't just stumble on that. Like you study what other people are doing, incorporate it, and then do your own shit too.
Who? I feel like you have more of a, you're more in tune with like what's underground right now. who's like an underground dude who's not getting his shine that should be? I mean, Kendrick's mainstream. He's super mainstream at this point. Is there like an underground cat who's really doing it that we don't even know, that we wouldn't
maybe
know about?
Doing it in terms of making good music?
Yeah, making good music.
As opposed to making a lot of money?
Yeah.
I mean, I have like the people that I would stick up for as friends. Like there's a guy named Christoph Crane, who I think is immensely talented. And he's put out a lot of music too. So I feel like there's some people that I could mention, but they've only got like one record you could go check out.
Okay.
I think Christoph Crane, he's another cat. Like sometimes it's just very 4-4-4 kind of structure, and then sometimes he's all over the place singing. He'll freestyle on a track and then put it on a record because it's dope.
Right.
I really like that guy. I'm trying to think of who else.
Cam, when you got anybody underground that we might not have heard of?
Yo, no, jumping in. Cole, did you?
I haven't.
How about you? How about you?
I forget, too, Dez and Mitch, yeah. The dude who did Dude Computer is Mitch.
Okay.
He did a lot of the design work. But Dez and Mitch have a group called Giant Gorilla Dog Thing.
Okay.
Everything those guys put out.
I got to check that out.
That's why I went to jump in, okay. Was that Cole, the Dexterity album finally dropped.
Oh,
which
yeah.
You and I have tracks on, which is very, very ill as far as underground.
I think I listened to that the other day.
Yeah, I posted it on Facebook.
Was that the Bandcamp? The one that's on Bandcamp? Yeah. DJ
Tone.
Yeah.
T-O-N-E.
Yep, I listened to it. Good shit.
Yeah, it's funny because there's a really cool scene in Albany that was put together by Desmatic and Sev Static. And so I became cool with Des, and then I met Tone. And this was a while ago. This was like 2006. It was a long time ago. Maybe before that even. But this dude was like, I'm doing an album. I want people from all over the map on it. So he asked Chuck and I to be on it. So we did it. And I didn't know anything was ever going to happen with it. Like 2 weeks ago, he put it out.
I'm a stickler for years. It was 08. But it was 08.
We did it in 08?
You put those tracks together in 08? Okay.
Dude, I heard that shit the other day for the first time in like 4 or 5 years. And I thought the joints you and I were on.
He was sampling you guys were rhyming over Dorothy Ashby. That's all I know. You're rhyming over some Dorothy Ashby.
Is that an insult?
No, it's the jazz harp. That's a jazz, right? Isn't there a harp playing on one of the beats that you guys are rhyming on?
Yes, okay.
It's a sample.
Cam 1 feels me on that one.
All right, so when OC's in the background, so you know what it means.
It's time's up, gentlemen.
You know what it means. I want to say shout out to Cam 1 for coming through.
Harvard's
I haven't seen you in a couple months, and we're at least doing a podcast via the internets, as George Bush would have said.
I'm glad you guys brought me through. It's always good seeing you guys.
Thanks for coming by, man.
Now, I was going to ask you if you would be so kind to lend instrumentals to an episode and come through another time. So,
sure.
You know?
Anytime. All right, anytime you guys want me to come through, I'll
come
through.
So next episode, man, I could use some help because I'm running out of records to run through at 12 episodes. I'm running out of stuff to play, so yeah, if you want to put something together, man, that would be dope. You don't have to be extra clean, nothing, just, but for sure.
I got mad instrumentals.
All right, well,
Actually an episode where we used my records, and on my cheat sheet for the episode, item one was, it's my records!
He wrote, it's my records.
I'm such a fucking herb.
Alright, so to any listeners out there, at Chrome Bills at SoundCloud and at Chrome Bills on Twitter, at Spoonie79 on Twitter,
at C's Mikes on Twitter, C's Mikes on Facebook,
at DJ_Cam_ONE at Twitter, and also DJ-Cam-ONE.tumblr.com. also ReverbNation.com/DJCam1. Just Google it. It'll come up. Something. If not, find me on Facebook and I'll send you an
Cam
info.
With a C.
Cam with a C.
Cam with a C.
C-A-M.
And I'm as always K-Chromazone. KCROMOZONE on all platforms. Except Instagram. You can't find me, bitches.
Don't forget that MySpace page.
I respect. Chrome Bills, episode 12. Sign us off, K-Chrome.
1, 2, 3, 4. Done. Hold up, let me stop on my shit real quick.